Oh, the Lumineers. Oh, hey, on Channel 95.7, Connie and Curtis and Lynn and Heather are in studio, too, right
and
now.
And Kevin. Tiny little sugar glider that I'm holding.
He's 5 weeks old, this little sugar glider, Kevin. And Lynn? Lynn's giving us information right now. What the heck is a sugar glider?
It's funny because you would think that it would want to get away from me, but it doesn't. It's nestling in here like it wants to go to sleep because they're nocturnal, right, Lynn?
They are nocturnal, yes.
Mm-hmm. And Kevin is 5 weeks. I love that you named him Kevin. Amanda, can you move those flowers? Thank you. I can't see Lynn. I love that you named him Kevin.
You like that? We have some very dear family friends, and my daughter Heather has friends, so we thought Kevin was... I go through the alphabet.
Okay.
Used to, when I first started 7 years ago, I went through the different themes.
Okay.
Like space themes. I have Atlas and Nebula and Nova.
Okay.
And then we kind of ran out of themes, so we just started going through the alphabet. And we were at K and L, so we have Kevin and Levi now are the latest Joeys that we have.
All right, so you're breeding them then?
Yes.
And do you sell them for pets?
Yes.
Okay.
How come I've never heard of sugar gliders before? Until
a lot of people have never heard of them, or they've heard of them and never seen them.
Right. Are they new?
They're not new. They've been here in the United States probably at least 20 years.
Okay.
They are captive bred. Now they don't import anymore from Australia, which is their native origin.
All right.
They are related to possum and kangaroo.
Really?
They have a pouch like a kangaroo. And
Kevin has a pouch?
No, he's a male, so he wouldn't have a pouch.
Oh, yeah, duh. Okay.
He has a little pom-pom about where his belly button is, where his man parts are. And
they're by his belly button?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
the
okay.
Females have the pouch like a kangaroo does.
Right.
The babies are called Joeys.
Mm-hmm. Like a kangaroo.
Very similar to possum and kangaroo.
So cute.
Now, do they make a lot of noise? That would be the one thing keeping me from getting one, is I wake up early in the morning. So if they're up all night, like chirping or whatever noise they would make.
What noise do they make?
The most that you would hear would be like a crabbing. It kind of sounds like a pencil sharpener, like rah, 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 like that.
Okay.
But you do get a healthy respect. You don't reach into that pouch or cage in order to... to grab them if they are crabbing.
Okay.
That is their defense mechanism.
Okay, I'm going to hold them up here for that.
If they feel threatened, like in the wild, of somebody coming to their nest, a predator, then they will crab, and that usually scares the predator away.
Okay, so they're not going to be making noise just in
they
the middle of the night like a frog.
They can bark like a little chihuahua. But
okay.
It's mainly,
are you kidding?
No, it's mainly for attention, or if there's a problem. Like I've had a barking fest going on. My room is up on the top level. I'm in like a quad level, and they're down in the basement, and I can hear it all the way upstairs.
Okay.
But it was one of them had gotten out and was going from cage to cage, so the rest of them were tattling.
Okay. Wait, why does he get to get out?
Wait, how many do you have? How many sugar gliders?
I have 20 right now.
20. So how many do you have that you're not that are like your pets that you're not trying to sell or anything
I have
else?
Six
at
that,
any given time.
Are my pets. Three are ones that come with me to pet fairs and expos, and I brought two of them today for you to
yeah,
to see.
Can you take that? Because Kevin's a little baby.
Kevin
is 5 weeks
right,
old.
Right, so the big one is coming out?
Yeah, so we're going to put Kevin away.
I think, ooh, and the big one is, it's like a normal pet carrier. That's like a poof carrier.
Now, do they get along? Because you were saying that you would want to have more than one.
They are territorial.
Okay.
The parents are very protective of their nest, their cage, and their children, their Joeys. That's how I know when we've got Joeys coming, when the mama's pregnant, because the daddy will get very aggressive.
Okay.
So you don't mess with them.
Okay.
My breeding pairs, I don't really mess with a whole lot. I handle them and feed them and things like that.
Yeah.
But they're into the breeding, and I don't want to stress them.
Okay.
Because you don't know what stage of the pregnancy they may be in.
Do they ever bite?
They can bite.
Really?
Yeah. I've had blood drawn.
Can we make one bite, Connie?
Did you say... That's my lovely air partner.
No.
Did you say you've had one draw blood before?
Yes.
Really?
I picked up a glider that was shipped to me from Utah, and I went to Detroit to pick him up, and I opened the container, and I put my hand in right away. Well, he was scared, and he bit me. And the airline personnel was like, oh, I'd send him back. And I'm like, no, he's just scared. It was my fault.
Right,
I went right in there.
So do you have to go get, like, shots or anything when you get bitten by one?
No, they're not susceptible to rabies or any other kind of, they don't need vaccinations or anything.
Oh, this one's big.
Oh, that is a big one.
He thinks I'm mama.
Okay.
Here we go.
Wants to go back in his bag.
Yeah.
He kind of looks like a chipmunk.
Here's Ava. She's more the standard color.
They're cute. We're taking a video right now, so we'll put it up on our blog.
All right. Look how big.
Huge eyes.
That's Ava.
This is Ava.
That's Ava. Okay, so is
Ava.
So
if I put my hand here, will she?
Yeah. Now, they do have sharp claws because they hang on like a tree.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, she wants
to mom. Being in trees. Okay, I really like the little one. I like Kevin. It's official. I like...
Don't stay little. Can you get him?
Yep. Yeah, I like Kevin, I think. Yeah, they don't stay... So how old is Ava?
Ava and Mishki are both going to be 4 in September.
All right, I'm, okay. I'm a tree.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Just hanging out
so
like a
So how do you
tree?
Get them to glide?
Usually, if you take them like away from something they're familiar with,
okay,
and then
they want to get back,
you know,
to it.
Get back to it, right?
Okay.
They have been known to glide probably about 160 feet though in the wild.
Really?
They're arboreal. They live up in the tops of trees, so.
So they always have to be. So they glide. They don't fly. So they have to be high up and then go down.
To glide.
Right?
Oh.
Hey, he's crawling all over me.
Uh-huh.
That was funny.
Oh. Okay.
Then he won't fall off, right? Because she's.
Hang on.
Yeah,
she'll hang on.
That's fine. She can.
That is so. I love the eyes.
Yeah, I am a tree. I am just a tree.
So how long do they live, Lynn?
They live 10 to 12 years.
10 to 12 years. Can you make that commitment, Curtis?
I could go 10 to 12 years. That's
Curtis,
funny, though.
Lynn, Curtis was instructed today when he got. You got to get in front of your mic.
To not steal one
from
you.
I heard coming in that you could not take one.
Right.
I would not let you have one.
You'd have
because
to
there
get
are
two.
Colony animals, and they're better in pairs.
Oh, okay. So you
and
mean,
a lot of people say, well, I'm retired, and I can spend all my time. Well, you can't get in the pouch
right,
with them to snuggle.
Cuddle.
You can't run around the cage and
okay.
play.
Okay.
You know, they need a buddy.
Well, so how much would a pair cost?
Well, depending on the color. Like Ava is their standard gray. They go for about $150 to $200 each.
Okay.
And then the colors go up from there. I have one that I was offered $3,000 for when she first came out of pouch because she's a silver mosaic
okay.
color.
Okay.
And my son right away is like, well, sell it. And I'm like, no, because I can keep her in the breeding program
uh-huh.
and make more.
Right.
Absolutely.
So she's one of my mamas.
Now, what kind of daily costs are there then? Like food and...
Very minimal, actually, when you spread it out. I feed a diet called HPW. It's the original diet from Australia.
Okay.
It uses scrambled eggs, honey, water, and then bee pollen, and this high-protein supplement that comes actually from Australia.
Okay.
And I make up a batch. A batch for me lasts about a week because I have so many. But if you had a pair,
mm-hmm.
the batch would last you probably 6 weeks.
Okay.
Wow.
And it costs about $35 for the bee pollen and the powder.
Okay.
And then you have water, honey, and scrambled eggs. And that one batch would cost,
so
would
cute.
Last you probably about 6 weeks.
All right.
I mean, 6 batches.
Okay.
Which should last you 6 weeks.
So, where'd Kevin go?
Kevin is right here.
Even
can
in
I
his
have Kevin
pouch?
Back, Heather? I want to hold Kevin
so
again.
He,
he's totally cute.
Kevin is in his pouch taking a little nap. Ava is walking around right
Not
now, walking
anymore.
Around Heather. Now, so they don't seem like that they want to run away. So if I had sugar gliders, would they be acting like these? Or
they, if you have to bond to them.
Okay.
They're like any animal. You get out what you put in.
Okay.
The more time you spend with them and bond to them, they get your trust.
Okay, then
the more time
out.
That's why I bring these two with me, because they both are so bonded to me.
Okay.
I can go to a pet fair or an expo, and I'm their safety zone.
Okay, so they're not trying to run away.
I'm not taking Kevin out.
Ava
He's
right
sleeping.
Now, Ava right now is trying to get down Heather's shirt.
Yeah.
Trying to find a nest.
Yeah, they're super cute.
Mishki, I hand-raised. The vet only gave him a 10% chance to live. And we lost his brother.
Aww.
So I was bound and determined that he was going to live. So
That's
he thinks
sad.
I'm mama. He opened
okay.
he opened his eyes and
saw you.
And saw you.
Now, what kind of vet do you go to? You can't go.
You need to go to an exotic vet that's familiar with gliders.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. There are a few, you know, around town here.
Oh, I just saw him glide.
There was some gliding. There was some gliding.
That's awesome.
She lived up to her name.
Yes.
That is awesome. Now, what city do you live in?
I'm in Granville.
You're in Granville. Okay. So if you want one, go to Granville.
Well,
Lynn's in Granville.
Yeah, I do have a website, but it's being updated right now.
What is it?
So, it's being updated. So it's
okay, well, announced. Why don't you let us know when it's not?
Yeah,
we'll link you.
We'll GliderMa@AOL.com.
GliderMa.
Okay. If I don't have something, I know other breeders in Michigan that can...
Wow.
Look at that, gliding. We have
Can't
gliding.
I can't believe this is the first time that I've ever, like in the last, 2 months, that I've ever heard of sugar gliders. And Kevin is sleeping, so I'm not waking him up. He is like face
well,
down,
oh,
buried
some
in.
More pictures. So there's a white one. Looks kind of like a mouse. Don't you think? A little bit. That's a mouse-like
picture.
From
that picture, maybe.
Yeah.
So like when you're sitting at home, Lynn, and you guys are like as a family or watching TV, are they just like hanging out? Do you have them out? Like do they hang out around
some
the house?
Some of them. Like I said, my breeding pair, I really don't mess with too much.
Okay.
I do interact with them. But then the pets, you know, I interact with more because
okay.
they do go out into situations like this.
So let's say that I was going to have a pair and I have them in their little cage. How much time should be spent out of the cage?
At least 2-3 hours every night.
Okay.
If you can.
At night.
Yeah, because you're nocturnal. They're more active at night. You wouldn't want to go in at noon and say, hey, let's go play.
Because they're sleeping.
Because I would come in at midnight to you and say, hey, let's go play. And you'd be like, heck no.
I can't train them to sleep during, nocturnal?
No, people have tried, but they're, it's like your biological clock. That's how they're meant to be. So it's
he jumped on Amanda.
Yay!
There was a glide over to Amanda.
Are you freaked out, Amanda, right now? Are you okay?
No, I'm good.
Yeah, that's cute.
They're totally cute. Thank you for bringing them
in. Oh, you're welcome. I brought some handouts here for you. I gave you the information about them.
Yeah.
And the little brochure. But I know at Curtis's house, there are 4 children in his house and not 3.
Right. Because I'm number 4. I got it. Okay.
Just from listening to you guys.
Right,
to say, I love this show.
Oh,
you talk
about
normal everyday things, but it's hilarious. You don't make up stuff. You don't talk about, make up jokes and things. It's all...
That's because we're not funny enough to make up.
He's right. He's right.
But I have some coloring pages and some little games and a crossword thing for you to take home. I brought enough for everybody. So.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
Maybe you could borrow the gliders for one day to take them home and show the girls.
We'll just drive the kids down to Granville.
Yeah, go see Lynn and
Come to my zoo. Right? I have gliders. I have dogs, cats. I have a fish. She has rabbits, and we have a Quaker parrot. So
holy moly.
You can just tell them we're going to the zoo. And
well, it is
going to
start raining, so maybe, you're a little bit of Noah's Ark going
so
on there.
So cute. Yeah, they are cute. I take back what I said about the whole bat thing.
Yeah, they don't look like bats.
No, they definitely have big eyes. I see the possum thing, right?
Right.
I can see that.
Yeah, and then the kangaroo part comes in from the pouch and the being called Joey's.
Yeah, thank you.
Awesome. Thank
you're
you so
welcome.
Much.
For bringing them in.
Soon Thanks
as,
for having me.
You're welcome. As soon as our website is up and going, we'll link it from kindandcurtis.com.
Awesome.
923 now on Channel 95.7.